Most people don't like to see a job left half done. In my growing up years, if I came up with a silly idea, my dad would not call it foolish. He'd say, "Now there's a half-baked idea." He meant I had not thought it out to its conclusion. The Apostle Paul was one who didn't like to see a half-baked job either, especially in the ministry of follow-up. When a person came to Christ, Paul was committed to help that person come to full maturity in Christ. Listen to Colossians 1, 27 through 29. Paul spoke of Jesus Christ. He says, "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every person mature, fully grown, complete, and perfect in Christ." And when he speaks of warning every person, he's talking about evangelism, the proclamation of Jesus Christ. Presenting every man mature implies helping Christians grow to maturity, not just dropping them after conversion. But there is a cost to follow-up. It is hard work. Colossians 1:29 says, "To this end I am toiling, striving, according to his working which works in me mightily." When Paul speaks of this toil, he uses a word that literally means, "I labor until I drop." He then goes on to speak of his strenuous labor, and he employs the word agonizomai, from which we get our English word to agonize. He is careful to remind us that it is God's working in him and through him, and he does this by using the word energia, from which we get our word energy. But the interesting thing here is that this word is never once used to refer to human energy. It's always supernatural energy. It is God working in and through him mightily. And here he uses the word dunamai, from which we get our word dynamite. Colossians 1:27 through 29 is a clear explanation of Paul's goal for every believer: fully mature in Christ. And here also is a clear picture of the cost of bringing Christians to full maturity. God's energy is what enables Paul to toil and agonize on their behalf. No half-baked job here. Paul does not like to leave a job half done. Let's be sure that we are thorough in helping people mature in Christ. And let's rely on God's energy, not our own. For The Navigators, I'm Leroy Iams.